It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right. It was a nice weekend. And
it was. Not even too much rain or anything there.
I tried to go fishing with a friend of mine on Sunday, and it lasted about an hour till we got rained out.
Got sprinkled on?
Cold, and then I was like, I'm still casting. And then all of a sudden it started raining harder. I'm like, pack up.
Well, we got less than a tenth. I see Terry said over in Dawson about a tenth. So
over by the Lacaparral County Park, they had pea-sized hail.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, and it rained pretty hard.
Yeah, I hear there are some places that really got little red dots all over the radar screens. So some were intense. So
It was pretty intense over by the county park.
Supposed to be a nice week here this week for a lot of activities coming up here in Madison.
Yeah, I see that. Stinker days.
Stinker Day and Dragon Fest this weekend. We rescheduled the fireworks for Saturday night because they got rained out the other night. So it'll be good.
I heard some fireworks on Thursday and Friday,
Most everybody rescheduled the big shows because it was, started pouring. It was a good call because it was about 10 o'clock on the 4th. It started raining like crazy again.
Yeah, and so these were obviously amateurs.
Yes.
But you could hear a boom.
Yeah. My dog didn't like that too much.
Neither did mine.
Rupert didn't like that too much either.
No, he gets pretty close to Daddy when.
Yeah, so there's his other Sophie. So.
Yep.
So anyway, well, let's get to the subject at hand here. First off, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Marvin Joseph Vane. Marvin was born on November 24th, 1913 in Dawson, Minnesota, and passed away on June 3rd, 1995. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. United States Army Air Force on August 29th, 1941 in Fort Snelling. Was honorably discharged over 4 years later on December 20th, 1945, at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a supply clerk with the 55th Depot Supply Squadron. Spent 1 year, 10 months, and 28 days overseas service in Europe during World War II. And he earned the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, the American Defense Service Ribbon, the Good Conduct Medal, 3 overseas service bars because he spent over 18 months overseas, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Marvin, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets. Hats off.
Absolutely.
Well, we're celebrating 80 years of the GI Bill, and you're going to talk about that a little bit today.
Yeah, the Department of Veterans Affairs sent out a news release on June 21st announcing the 80-year history of the Servicemen's Readjustment Act, better known as the GI Bill of Rights, which became law on June 22nd, 1944. A tickle in my throat, sorry. Many of VA's benefits or services can be traced back to June 22nd, 1944. That's when President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Servicemen's Readjustment Act, the SRA of 1944, otherwise known as the GI Bill of Rights. What President Roosevelt said was, "This generation has a rendezvous with destiny." More than 16 million Americans served in World War II. Nearly 300,000 died in battle. Many were returning home to uncertain futures. But these veterans had determined allies. Harry Colmery, a World War I veteran, a former national commander of the American Legion and a former Republican national chairman, he and the committee of Legionnaires he led had a plan, a law that would assist new veterans in their transition from military service. Colmery wrote the original language of the bill and would eventually be sponsored by U.S. Representative Edith Norris Rogers of Massachusetts, who eventually chaired the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. The Servicemen's Readjustment Act provided World War II veterans funds for college, unemployment insurance, and housing benefits. By the end of World War II era in 1956, roughly 8 million of our 16 million World War II veterans had used their GI Bill benefit for some kind of training. With the signing of this bill, a well-rounded program of special veterans benefits is nearly completed, President Roosevelt said. It gives emphatic notice to the men and women of our armed forces, and the American people do not intend to let them down. GI Bill put tools and resources into the hands of young Americans looking to create a better life for themselves and their families, hoping to create a strengthened American middle class. It also had important social impact. It played a role in the promotion of the American dream, owning a home, getting a good education, and achieving upward mobility. To observe the 80th anniversary of the GI Bill, not all veterans benefited equally upon its passage. There were racial and gender disparities, which made it difficult for all veterans to access and use the benefits they earned. While VA can't tell the story without including this, today equity and access have become part of VA's top priorities. VA remains committed to supporting America's veterans of every generation as they strive to realize their own American dreams. So coming up, VA will be publishing more news stories about benefits derived from the Servicemen's Readjustment Act, including employment and training benefits available to some disabled veterans, the origin of the Veterans Readiness and Employment, also known as previously known as Vocational Rehabilitation and Education, is home loan benefits. So these days, when people hear the term GI Bill, they automatically assume it's just education benefits. Well,
there's more to it than that.
There was a lot more to it back then. It was, you know, the what's now called the VA Home Loan Guarantee was part of that, too. So, you know, this GI Bill of Rights, you know, really strengthened the middle class and made the 50s and 60s very successful for these World War II and Korea veterans to, you know, gain some footing after the war. You know, and it was all thanks to service organizations and some caring legislators. So, some good little bit of history for your Monday morning broadcast.
There you go, a little trivia.
Yep, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line how to obtain or utilize GI Bill benefits.
And I see you have that number right there on hand.
You had it out for me. Very nice this morning. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. You can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. I will be out of the office Tuesday. I have a meeting down in New Ulm. But I should be around the rest of the week. But call my office, 320-598-3445, just to make sure I'm around. And I got a message.
Not a press release, but
it's an event taking place on this Thursday on July 11th in Dawson. I got an email from Danielle Stoltzberry last night asking if I would mention this on the radio, and they're asking local Dawson veterans to arrive at the Dawson Legion baseball game Thursday, July 11th, asking them to arrive at 6:30 p.m. before the 7 p.m. game to be recognized and get a free cheesy chicken sandwich, chips, and water when the game starts.
Sounds good. I'm getting hungry.
Cheesy chicken sandwich.
I like those
sandwich.
Cheesy chicken sandwiches.
I haven't tried there.
They're good.
I'll take your word for it.
I used to have them at the Faith Lutheran food stand during the fair.
Okay.
My daughter just made one the other night at her house.
Is it crispy or grilled?
No, just a chicken sandwich with, you know, like melted cheese in it. It's good. Good stuff.
I like chicken. I like melted cheese.
Well, there you go.
You can't go wrong with either.
Mix them together, you got a cheesy chicken sandwich.
Yeah. So, hoping you can put this on your event calendar as well.
We certainly will do that.
Awesome.
And the Dawson News, too. So,
appreciate that. And so Thursday, July 11th, so 7-11, 6:30. Doesn't say what field, but if it's chances are it's the baseball field in Dawson. And, right, veterans arrive 6:30 and be recognized at the before the 7 p.m. game.
Okay. Sounds good. Of course, we've got a lot of activities going on in Madison this week. We've got Merchants Night at the ballpark here, too, on Wednesday.
Okay.
And so that's a lot of prizes and stuff given away. A little baseball between Madison and Dawson. That was good. The Drakes and the Mallards.
Ooh.
And that'll be broadcast as well. And then, of course, Stinker Day, lots of activities Friday and lots of activities for Dragon Fest on Saturday and fireworks Saturday night.
Is it a parade on Saturday,
too? Parade on Saturday at 11 o'clock, yep. So come on over.
I'll be there with a bag full of candy.
All right.
Get some candy.
Yeah. All right.
For some reason, people like throwing candy at me. I don't know if it's because they think they need to sweeten me up, or
I
look like I enjoy candy, or they just want to throw things at me,
or a little of both. All of that.
Right. I don't know.
All right. Well, sounds good, Josh. Appreciate the info, and we will chat again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you,
Josh Benning, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning. Here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
Got a dirty vehicle?